This is Thursday's Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover, presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. Listen, Joey pals, our youth hormones are called HGH, and they decline with age. We lose muscle tone, we get tired more easily, and we see more wrinkles. The good news is that there's a natural approach to enhance HGH. I have used it for years to stay youthful and energetic, and I want you to try it too. Go to vitalfactors.com. That's vitalfactors.com, or call 800-637-8227.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
And then in the treasure chest, a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery. 555 South Sunrise Way is the original store, but they have four. They may have five. They're building. They're a chain. Aspen Mills, PS.com. 323-3123 is the Palm Springs store. I keep telling you, get the low-carbohydrate bread. It's fabulous toasted. The fabulous tuna salad. Oh, shoot, I'm hungry. I may keep that.
Hey, Joey pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our four Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley, so come in and check us out.
Got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. 166 North Palm Canyon Drive, Palm Springs. The only restaurant you can sit and look at Maryland forever right from there. Courtyard right there. Your phone number is 656-7563. The hamburgers are so fabulous. They're not made out of hamburger. Chuck and rib and brisket. Delicious. This is new to the treasure chest. Dan with two N's, Dan Foley, has the Foley and Stinnett interior design. He's got a $250 gift certificate for a free in-home consultation. Joey pals, Dan Foley gets thousands of dollars for doing this. You get it for free, and he'll change the way you look at your home. And it's that time to be doing that as we come out of 100-plus weeks of pandemic. The phone number for FoleyStinnett.com is 322-2268. And it works this way. Our only guest today, Wink Martindale, I'm not sure if he has any children. I'll have to find out. We'll use my three. We'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number three, I will mail everything out to you. You'll be eligible for our wheel spin. We haven't had that in a long time. In April, I can't wait to see all of you again. That'll be so wonderful. And I'm in my 26th year, continuous radio broadcasting. Thank you. I couldn't have done it if you weren't out there. Okay, what a good hour we had. Let's go back to our regularly scheduled programming already in place. That sounds like radio talk. We resume our regularly scheduled programming and slip into a conversation I had with Wink Martindale. Okay, Joey pals, I even got your names wrong. We're going to continue our regularly scheduled programming. Now we're coming up to the present, and I want you to pay really close attention, because this is how you can enjoy that beautiful voice most days. Tell us what you're doing now.
Well, Sandy and I moved to the desert almost 2 years ago now, and we just love it here. I wish I'd have done it 20 years ago.
From
Calabasas, outside of Los Angeles. But we used to come down on weekends, and after 2 or 3 days, we'd have to go back to that life in L.A., and we kept saying, you know, wouldn't it be nice to live? Well, anyway, we moved down here, and we just love it. And I had been here just, less than a year, when a girl named Joey English introduced me to a gentleman who had just bought two radio stations, and we all went to dinner together, And this particular guy wanted me to sort of be the catalyst for his radio programming. And so I was thrilled, and he made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I really came down here to sort of be in semi-retirement. Well, I guess
Yeah.
I am still in semi-retirement, but I'm doing what I like to do. I'm still doing radio, thanks to him. And you can tell who it is, Louie.
It's Louie Camella, Joey Pals. He's the new owner of iVox. And what you have brought to KWXY, which is the Supple's old station, legendary music for 50 years. Tell us how you've structured your shows, because I listen all the time.
Well, I'm on the air every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 3. And that's when I do these shows that I structure around my past interviews with the stars. And I have my own studio at home, so I don't have to go to a studio to do these. I pre-record them, so I do them fairly perfectly. And they've just gone over real big, you know. For example, this week on Wednesday, I'm featuring Joe Stafford and her husband Paul Weston, and then Paul Anka on Friday. So on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show, I feature a different personality from an interview that I've done in past years. And then on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, they play my History of Rock and Roll, which is syndicated around the world.
You realize there's 93 million baby boomers. I'm the oldest. But that's the music we grew up with. And what I like about the way Wink Martindale does these is he doesn't say, okay, here's a song by Wayne Newton, and then we all sit and listen. You play the song, and then you talk to Wayne about the song.
I think that's something that I learned to do probably during my years at KMPC. As a rock jock when I was younger, it wasn't what you said, it's how fast you said it. It's 14 minutes after 9 o'clock in here, and you'd play as many records as you could within the hour. When I went to Gene Autry's KMPC, I had the opportunity from noon to 3 to do a show where I interviewed people. I called them audiobiographies. Neil Diamond would come in, we'd sit and talk for a couple of hours, and then my engineer and me would take that and edit it down and underscore it with some appropriate music that would lead into Holly Holy or something like that. And that's where I learned that it was not how fast you said it, but it's what you said. And so I did my research before an interview so that I would be up to date on what they were doing, as you are doing right now, past, present, and future. And it's paid off for me, and that's what I'm doing on this show on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and I'm just loving doing it.
I hear you at home, Joey Pals. You're yelling at me. Okay, KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, and you're on from 1 to 3, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Tuesday and Thursday, same time. Now, tell us about the history of rock and roll.
We've been doing the history of rock and roll for about 10 years, and I'm the narrator. I'm the voice of the history of rock and roll, and then I have two associates. One is the gentleman who does all the engineering, puts it all together, famously, and then Gary Thoreau, my other associate, is the gentleman who writes all of the material. And so When Louis decided to buy these stations, one of the first things he did was buy the history of rock and roll. And so it's on when I'm not on doing my Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show. It's on, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And we take different aspects of rock and roll. In other words, we might today feature the music of 1963. The next time we might feature the big bands of 1982. So every show is themed, and it's turned out to be very, very successful. I just got a call this past Sunday from a station owner in Monterey, California, and he said, "How do I hook up with the history of rock and roll? I want to carry it." So that happens more often than you can imagine.
It's a beautiful show. And I think those of us who are the age we are now, we cherish those times and those memories. I know everybody says it was a simpler time, and at the time rock and roll was terrible and you weren't supposed to listen to it and your parents turned it off. But now it really matters to us. It's our history.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we try to, not only do we play a lot of the music of that era, the 60s, 70s, and 80s mostly. And maybe some show will be a little rockier than another show will be. You know, it all depends on what era we're covering on that particular show. But I'm just enjoying the heck out of it. The way I do it is they write the show back east. They email it to me. The whole script, and then I, in my studio upstairs, I record it on tape and then email it to the engineer, who then puts all the music with that, and it's quite an operation, and it's been very successful, and I really enjoy doing it because I, you know, like you, I grew up with that music, so not only, I mean, I could ad-lib around it almost, but it's nice to have it all written for me so I don't have to work so hard.
And, oh, I lost my train of thought. Say something.
I'm Wink Martindale. And
I was going to say something about the history of rock and roll. Oh, I know. We learn things listening to you do that. I mean, when I graduated from high school in 1963. But when I was listening to the music then, it was just the sock hops and the gym and all that. But now you give us so many details about our own memories. That's really precious.
Well, I think that, again, that gets back to research and doing your homework. Because anybody can, any person who wants to be a rock jock can be a rock jock and not worry about what they say 90% of the time. But on the history of rock and roll, you know, we want to do our research. We want to do our homework and talk about the songs and what they mean to people, how they came about, the actual voice tracks of the stars who made the hits. And I think that's what makes it all worthwhile and makes it listenable for the average listener.
And you know what else, Wink? It's not lost to me. I mean, you're talking about interviewing the Beach Boys and people like that, but the Beach Boys just came through town. They haven't quit, and you still see them and talk to them, and they really honor what you did for them back in the day.
Yeah, I was the first one on KFWB in Los Angeles to play Surfing by the Beach Boys, and it just so happens that Brian Wilson happened to be in his car that morning, and he's the guy who wrote it, and he heard me play it for the first time. And then, of course, the Beach Boys get to be so big, and they are still strong to this day. They still fill up venues all over the country, the world.
Do you have any Buddy Holly stories?
You know, I never had the opportunity. He's one of the few that I didn't have the opportunity to meet because of the plane crash. But in 1959, when that happened, I was really and truly looking forward to meeting him when I came out to L.A. And
do you know Don McLean?
I've met Don McLean.
He's a good friend of mine. Yeah. So we'll all get together and celebrate the day the music died.
You know what I love by Don McLean? Vincent.
Oh, yes.
Vincent Van Gogh. Oh, God, what a great song. What a great talent he is.
He lives here, too.
I didn't know that.
He doesn't know you live here. You didn't know him.
Well, we'll have to get together.
Did you ever want to be a singer or a rock musician or play an instrument?
No, I never cared to play an instrument. Had I known I was going to be in the business when I was a kid growing up, I would love to have learned how to play either the piano or the guitar or both. But I never cared to sing. I sang in the choir at church. And I was in the choir. It was one of my more difficult subjects in high school, but I never really never looked upon myself as a singer. I always I knew I wanted to be on the radio, and God bless him, the man upstairs granted me that wish.
What you think about, you bring about. I can remember listening to Arthur Godfrey.
Well, Arthur Godfrey, to me, was the best salesman that ever walked the planet. I've had people ask me, are your favorite hosts. He's always at the top of the list, Arthur Godfrey. Second to him is Art Linkletter, who not only was a great salesman, was the greatest, among the greatest interviewers I've ever seen, especially with kids on that kids segment of House Party. And then Bill Cullen was another guy.
Price is Right.
Yeah. I loved him so much because he had such a great sense of humor, and he was so good at what he did.
Well, I'm going to tell our Joey pals that you trump them all. We're so honored to have had this. I'm so glad we had this time together. Joey pals, this will all be up on my website with pictures. Thanks for sharing the heartbeats. Wink Martindale, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Joe. It was my pleasure and my honor to be with you because you interview them all, the biggies, and I'm right up there with them now.
We all are. We both are. And I just remembered it wasn't Neil Diamond. It was Neil Sedaka.
Yeah, Neil Sedaka. I did a show with him recently on my Monday, Wednesday, Friday show, and I got a lot of good reaction from that.
Everything old is new again. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
Okay, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook, presented through the generosity of Buzzbox Cocktails. Are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. They use only top shelf spirits and all natural ingredients. No additives, no preservatives, ever. Buzzbox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. Buzzbox is 100% recyclable. There are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. Check it all out at buzzbox.com. ACT Tours want you to know there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company that you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com. Dana Haynes, the Joey English astrologer who predicted 9/11 on my radio show the week before, and we were live, and I was trying to hush her up. I've listened to her ever since. You have to call Dan and say, "You were right," and hang up on her. She wants you to know the first half of the month of March is Pisces, is that right? And the second half is Aries? Or is it Aries and then something else? You know what? Go to astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency wants your input on electoral division maps. Go to dwa.org/divisions. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O. If you want to save water and money, go to dwa.org/save. Just Fabulous, with that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com, says prices have increased as of March the 1st, but he has huge orders of new books, gift, candles, and everything else. Think birthdays. Think Mother's Day. BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says go to LALOVisions.com to connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Joey pals, he knew my grandmother's nickname for me that my children don't know. Lalo's detailed message is delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley. Will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, I told you, lalovisions.com. By the way, it's a great gift idea. Somebody for their birthday or Mother's Day, they will love a reading with him. The Aerial Tramway, pstramway.com, says Jerry Ogburn has been elected the 2022 chairman of the Mount San Jacinto Winter Park Authority. We all voted for him. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours, and Peaks Restaurant is now open for lunch from 11 to 4. PreSTramway.com. And lastly, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters with the very best popcorn in town has jazz on the second floor on Tuesdays. And if you're interested in performing live upstairs in their lounge, here's an email for you. Tim, with a T, Tim, at psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, what a wonderful talk of stars with Wink Martindale. And you can certainly listen to him on 1340 AM. That's where you're supposed to put a little super glue on your dial and leave it there. Tomorrow, Dan Martorella, Matt Durkin, Connie Gold, and Valerie Katz for the animals. Until then, you be well and all the best.